It's time now for the Dillnort Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Dillnort Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Dillnort Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Dillnort Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. And now it's time for the Dillnort Warrior Game of the Week pregame show.
A great philosopher once said, in the midst of chaos, there is opportunity. That's what the Warriors have in front of them tonight, an opportunity to stay on top of the Big Five in one of the most chaotic conference seasons on record. Good evening, everybody. I'm John Horner, and welcome to another broadcast of Warrior Basketball on KPOD 97.9 and on DillnortSports.com. Due to COVID protocol, tonight's contest will be played with families only here at Bob Orr Court. Both coaching staff echoed the same sentiment, bring back the fans. With that being said, there's plenty of family members here and a little bit of a student section to get this place rocking tonight in this Big Five showdown. Can the Warriors visit the friendly Skit City and escape with a win tonight? We will soon find out. Tip-off is less than 6 minutes away. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Dillnort Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Dillnort Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next.
Dillnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Dillnort Warrior Games online at DillnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Dillnort Warriors.
Dillnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Dillnort Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Dillnort Warrior Games online at DillnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. As the Dillnort Warriors are playing host tonight, they're on the road tonight against the Fortuna Huskies here at Bob Orr Court in this Big Five showdown. I would like to thank all the Warrior fans for tuning in to Dillnort Warrior Basketball. And a shout-out to all the Warrior alumni around the country following the Warriors on DillnortSports.com. Earlier in freshman action, the Dillnort Warriors lost to the Huskies. Final score was 34-23. The Warriors were led by Preston Daniels. He had 10 points. In JV action, the Warriors also fell to the Huskies. Final score 57-44. Warriors were led by Nathan Barker with 14 and Kai Russell with 8. As for tonight's varsity matchup, the last time these two teams played back on January 11th in Crescent City, Dillnort ran away with a 71-39 victory. Easily the highest offensive production of the season for the Warriors. Adrell Horton had a career-high 21 points, while Nani Scott added 17 more. Deddy Edwin Zepeda put in 12 points for the Warriors. Fortuna standout sophomore Alfonso Medina paced the Huskies with 14 as the Warriors scored 27 first quarter points to definitely put that game in the right direction for the Warriors in the first quarter. Talking to Coach Rice before the game, he stressed the importance of tonight is winning the battle in the paint, including rebounds and defending the paint. Coach Rice will be playing without starter point guard Wyatt Robeson, as he was injured Wednesday in the St. Bernard's game. Junior Cooper Maxwell will be playing a key role tonight, as he will have extended playing time in the backcourt. Fortuna coach Sotomayor says his squad is playing for pride here on senior night, and his squad has been playing much better as of late. Let's take a look at the Big Five standings. Big Five standings for boys: Arcata boys 4-1, 18-3 overall. Del Norte 4-1, 14-4 overall. McKinleyville 4-2, 12-6. Fortuna 1-5, 9-14, and Eureka 1-5, 7-13. Fortuna picked up their first league victory against Eureka on Wednesday night. Congratulations to them on that victory. Coach Norm Sotomayor says it was a great win. His team's been playing better as of late. He says he's just got to try to match the Del Norte physicality. He says his team's pretty athletic, gets down the floor, but he doesn't have a lot of athletic strength when it comes to in the paint. Exactly what Coach Rice wants to take advantage of tonight. Well, let's take a look at the starters here for Fortuna. Starting for Fortuna, senior Braden Barzini. He's a 5'8 senior. Number five, Omar Alvarado. He's averaging 3 points a game, senior 5'9". And number 11, Jordan Bourne, 12.5 points a game, senior 5'11". And Will May, he's a senior, and he's 5'11", along with sophomore Alfonso Medina, averaging 15 points a game for Fortuna, and he's 6'1". And as for your Del Norte Warriors, Del Norte will be starting senior Adrell Horton, averaging 7.7 points a game. They'll be starting senior Edwin Zepeda, averaging 11 points a game. Junior Ethan Thomas, he's averaging 4 points a game. Junior Nani Scott, averaging 8 points a game. And senior Connor Price, averaging 4 points a game. Those are your starting lineups for both squads here. Starting lineups are brought to you by DelNorteSports.com. With schedules, results, and podcasts, check out DelNorteSports.com. Let's take a look at the girls' Big Five standings, as they're coming off a very impressive win last night in Tunin Gymnasium as the girls defeated Fortuna Huskies. Del Norte girls improved to 2-4 in conference play with the win, and the Fortuna Huskies dropped to 3-5 in conference play. The Warriors were led by Lily Nunez. She had 19. Brooklyn Carter had 14. The Warriors led by 6 at halftime, led by 4 at the end of 3, and outlasted the Huskies, defeating them 45-41. Great effort for the Warriors all the way around, as Coach Clifton knows that it's playoff mode for them. With them only having 2 wins in the Big Five, it's going to be very big for the Warriors to try to win out the last 2 games next week to try to sneak into the Dick Nicolai tournament. We were talking about how big this game is for the Del Norte Warriors, as they sit atop of the Big Five conference with Arcata, both 4-1. Del Norte will host Arcata next Wednesday. If the Warriors can win this game, that will be a huge game at home at Tunin Gymnasium next Wednesday, as they will take on Arcata. And then the Warriors will end their conference schedule Friday, this is the boys, at McKinleyville. As for the girls, Tuesday night, Del Norte will travel to Arcata, and then the girls will close out their conference play Thursday night, as they will be at home against McKinleyville. So the last home game for Tunin Gymnasium for both squads will be Wednesday, boys against Arcata, and Thursday will be the girls at home against McKinleyville. At this time, we're going to rise for the singing of the national anthem. Audio up. pretty good crowd in here tonight, as it's senior night. Here we are, your national anthem. More court, about half full, maybe a third of the way full, probably the biggest gym we've seen yet this year. Great to see fans back in here. It's going to be loud. It's a field house environment, so the sounds are going to echo. As we said earlier, the Warriors without the services of Wyatt Ropes and starting point guard tonight. And just to be noted, Fortuna plays game the last game without their starting point guard, Cole Victorine. He'll be back in action tonight for the Huskies. So tipping up for the Warriors will be Horton. Horton will jump up against Medina, the sophomore. Huskies in their white uniforms, Delnord in their black. And here we go, Warrior fans. Big game for the Warriors here on the road to try to hold serve at the top of the Big Five Conference. Tips up, and it's going to go. They're going to re-jump it. Both kids came down without touching it. They're both laughing it off. We're going to throw it up again. It's going to go up. Ball's going to be long, and it's going to be picked up by Fortuna. Picked up by Alvarado. Alvarado gets the ball stolen by Scott. Scott's out in transition. Across midcourt, he's going to tries to get to Zepeda, but the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Bourne. It's going to be Delnor ball a little sloppy off the get-go, but the Warriors got the ball underneath their own basket here. Price will inbound. Get it into Zepeda. Zepeda, 8-footer, nothing but net, knocks it down. First bucket of the game by Edwin Zepeda, and the Warriors lead by 2. A shoe malfunction we got it taken care of, though. As the Huskies come back across midcourt. Barsani with the ball right side. Barsani gets a bright side corner over to Medina. Medina trying to make something happen on the right wing, kicks it out on top. Willie May all the way to the basket up with the easy layup. Not good defense by the Warriors. 2-2 your score. Just underway here at Bob Orr Court in Fortuna, California. Zepeda with the ball at the top of the key. Right side to Thomas. 2-3 zone by the Huskies. Left side to Zepeda. He's going to dribble back up on top and push Thomas away. Thomas, right wing, looking for the opening underneath. Being very patient, 10 on the shot clock. Over to Thomas. Right side to Price. Back to Thomas, 4 on the shot clock. Over to Price. He's going to have to fire the 3 from the right wing. Up, no good. Rebound's going to go. Jump ball as Horton, and that looks like Bourne got tied up on the rebound. It's going to stay Warriors' ball off the possession arrow. Warriors had troubles getting into anything. There are 2-3 zones kind of keeping them stymied, as they're going to have to find somebody to get to the high post. Freisel inbound it to Nani. Nani's going to shoot the 18-footer. Nothing but net. And I'm sorry, that was a 3-pointer from the corner. 5-2 your score. Huskies back the other way. Dribble drive by Bettinas. Kicks it back out to Barsani. Barsani right side to Alvarado. He's going to get fouled on the baseline by Price. They'll inbounds on the baseline. Inbound is going to be Alvarado. New shot clock. Alvarado gets it into Barsini. Barsani back out on top to May. May's guarded tightly out on top by Zepeda. Dribble handoff to Bourne. A little bit of a dribble game out front. Medina's going to shoot the 15-footer. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Nope. Saved by the Huskies. And they come up with the loose ball. Stand on the shot clock as Medina's got it on the perimeter. Get past to Bourne. He'll fire the three. Knocks it down. Bourne's liking that one. 5-5 your score as he stares down the Warriors sideline. Zepeda across midcourt. Over to Thomas to Scott. Baseline move by Scott. Kicks it back out to Zepeda. Over to Price. Thomas has it on the left wing. Over to Price. Warriors cannot get any penetration in the zone right now. They're going to have to pass their way through it. Thomas with the ball. Dribble drive. Middle of the key. Up with the shot. Floater's no good. Picked up by Zepeda. He'll put it back up and in. Nice rebound by the junior. Zepeda gets the buck. I'm sorry, the senior. Zepeda gets the bucket. They're up by 2. Dribble drive by the Husky. Blocked shot by Thomas. As that was Bourne going to the basket and Thomas blocked it from behind. 7-5 your score. Warriors lead. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Huskies are going to inbound on a thrown basket. They get it to Medina. Ball's loose, picked up by Scott. Gets it over to Price. They'll reset to Zepeda coming across midcourt. Turnover by the Huskies. Warriors lead by 2. Thomas baseline to Scott. Back on top to Zepeda. Over to Price. Finds Scott on the low post. Gets it to him. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Back up and in. Warriors owning the boards right now and lead by 4. 9-5 your score. Alvarado across midcourt, guarded by Scott. Dribble handoff to Bourne. Another dribble handoff to Barsani. Dribble drive up with the shot. He's going to get fouled. He hits the deck. The foul's going to go against Price. He's going to pick up his second with only 4 minutes into the first quarter here. Barsani will go to the line. 53% free throw shooter, averaging 1.2 points a game. 9-5 your score. Two hard dribbles up with the first one. Back rim, no good. Entering the ball game for the first time tonight will be Brody Mapp. Mapp will come in. Price will take a seat with 2 fouls. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Zepeda. And he comes across midcourt. Pushing the pace back the other way. Skip pass to Scott. Over to Thomas. Underneath to Horton. Horton gets double teamed. He kicks it back out. Thomas has got to be a threat from the perimeter in this zone. Scott catches the baseline. Misses the shot. Rebound's going to go to Horton. He'll put it back up and he's fouled. Warriors, Matt and Horton battling, crashing the board. Horton's going to get 2 free throws on the foul. Medina will pick up his first. First team foul against the Huskies as Horton goes to the line. Adrell knocks down the first free throw, 73% free throw shooter. 10-5 is your score. As Barsani comes out, entering the ball game will be number 32. Viscasio. The sophomore comes in. Second free throw is no good. Great spin move, rebound by Thomas. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Foul's going to go against Pascasio. Just entering the game, picking up his first foul. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. 2 fouls apiece. Ball gets into Orton, right side to Matt. Matt's dribble drive, goes to kick it, but gets it stripped. Alvarado comes up with it on the turnover. Get passed down the floor to Bourne. Bourne, dribble drive. Ball stolen from him by Thomas. Thomas with the steal. Warriors are back the other way off the turnover. Zepeda with the ball, top of the key. 3:40 left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 5. 10-5 your score. Zepeda, right side to Matt, corner to Scott. Scott thinks about shooting. Skip passes out on top. Zepeda will fire the three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound's going to be loose. Up in the air. Thomas is going to come up with it, and he's going to get called for the travel. Tried to take off before he dribbled there. Got a little excited. Turnover by the Warriors. It's going to be Huskies' ball. As Jake Howlsworth comes in the ball game for the Huskies. Across midcourt, Alvarado goes right side to Medina. The sophomore's got it on the right wing, guarded by Zepeda. Dribble drive, ball's loose. Off Howlsworth, it's going to be Warrior ball. Another turnover by the Huskies as Coach Norm Sotomayor beside himself with his team's sloppy offensive performance so far. 3 minutes left, 10-5 your score, Warriors lead. Zepeda across midcourt. Corner to Scott. Low post to Horton. Horton, ball fake, drop step, good. Great post move by Adrell. The senior picks up the bucket, 12-5 your score. Dribble drive by Alvarado, he misses the floater. Rebounded by Zepeda. Zepeda will push the pace back the other way, leading by 7. Spin move at the elbow, kicks it out to Matt, corner to Thomas. Thomas underneath to Horton. Drop step, triple teamed on the low post, and we're going to have a jump ball. Horton's got to feel that pressure and find the open man as he was triple teamed on the low post. Possession arrow is going to go to Fortuna. Entering the ball game for the Huskies is Moorhead O'Loughlin, the junior. Medina with the ball, left wing. Back out on top to Howlsworth. Over to Bourne. All the way back out on top to O'Loughlin. Reset it to Howlsworth. 10 on the shot clock. They haven't even looked at the basket yet as Medina has it. Dribble drive, middle of the key. He's going to get fouled. He's going to be on the ground before the shot. Foul's going to go against the Warriors. Foul's going to go against Zepeda. Zepeda will pick up his first. And O'Loughlin will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Huskies got a new shot clock. They get it into Medina. He's got it on the low post. Spin move, scoop shot. No good. Gets his own rebound on the backside. Gets it to Howlsworth. Over to Bourne. And Bourne's going to get fouled as Thomas is going to pick it up. Four team fouls against the Warriors. As Cooper Maxwell comes in the ballgame, Thomas will take a seat. 1:49 left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 7. 12-5 your score on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Ball's into Medina. He misses the shot, rebounded by Matt. Matt will slowly bring it across midcourt. Zepeda, corner to Scott. Skip pass to Cooper. Maxwell back to Zepeda. Over to Scott. Trying to find Horton at the low post. Couldn't get it to him. They're going to reverse the ball to Cooper. Right side to Horton. Now they're looking underneath trying to get to Matt. Just not much movement. 4 on the shot clock. Zepeda's going to try to make something happen. The floater don't go from 5 feet. He gets his own long rebound. Back to the middle of the key. Up with the shot. Knocks it down that time. Zepeda picks up the bucket. 14-5 your score. Steal by Zepeda. He's coming back the other way. Zepeda with 6 points on the night. Now he's got an assist as he hits Nani Scott on the wing for a three. The Warriors have opened up a 12-point lead with under a minute left here in the first quarter. 17-5 your score. Nani Scott knocking down the three. And going to the basket is O'Loughlin for the Huskies. Easy bucket, middle of the key for the Huskies. Shot clock's turned off. 27 seconds left here in the first quarter. Mapp with the ball. Warriors leading by 10. Zepeda left wide open. Same spot as Scott just hit. Another three ball. And the Warriors lead 20-7 with 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. That gives a chance to say hello to some of our Sportscasters Club members, including our title sponsors. Scoreboard brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Our halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for the Wild Rivers Adventure. And H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guarantee. Taking a look at the scoring so far for both squads, as Delnort has been led by the senior, Edwin Zepeda, he has 9 on the night so far, and Nani Scott has 8. As for the Fortuna Huskies, spread out, Bourne has 3, May has 2, and O'Loughlin has 2. The foul situation is Connor Price with 2. 14 fouls against the Warriors, 2 against the Huskies. As Coach Norm Sotomayor is trying to will his team to stay in this one. As last time these two teams met, it was a huge first quarter by the Warriors that led to their victory. 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Husky ball. They're going to pick it. Warriors are going to pick up full court. Warriors had 27 points last time in the first quarter, 20 right now. Ball's going to be, it's going to be a foul on Cooper Maxwell as him and looked like Medina went up for it. Maxwell picks up the foul, playing a free safety spot back there. Knocks down the receiver on the reception at midcourt. 14 seconds left, 27 your score. If you had a helmet on, that would be a heck of a play. Ball gets passed in, knocked around by the Warriors. It's going to stay Huskies' ball. Good job by Scott to deflect the pass. But now it's going to be underneath the Fortuna Husky hoop. 11 seconds left here in the quarter. 27 your score. Huskies inbounding the ball. O'Loughlin gets it deep to Medina. Over to Halsworth. He'll fire the three. No good. 7 seconds left. Scott got the rebound. Pushes it across midcourt. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Fire from the corner is Garrick. Misses the three ball. And at the end of the first quarter, the visiting team, the Delmar Warriors, lead the Fortuna Huskies by a score of 20-7. We'll be back with the second quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Warrior Sports.
Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnort Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnort Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Delnort Office Supply.
Listen to Delnort Warrior Games online at DelnortSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Fortuna High School. Bob Orr Court. We're out ready to start the second quarter where the visiting Delnort Warriors lead the Fortuna Huskies 20-7. Warriors will inbound the ball starting the second quarter, and into the game for the first time tonight will be Caleb Dotson. Dotson coming off an injury, looking to play probably limited time tonight, but Coach Rice knows he's essential for the playoff run. So getting the rust off of him here. Cooper Maxwell. 3-point shot from the wing, no good. Picked up by Mapp. Mapp is going to fire it back up and have a block. Huskies quickly back the other way. O'Loughlin with the ball, dribble drive. Kicks it back out on top. Kicks it to Halsworth. Halsworth dribble drive, spin move, up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Mapp. Mapp gets it out to Thomas and going to hand it off to Maxwell. Garrett, Dotson, Matt, Thomas, and Maxwell in the ballgame for the Warriors. Dotson with the ball, left wing, kicks it to Skarić, gives it back to Dotson on top. Right side to Maxwell. Dribble drive, 2-3 zone by the Huskies still. Dotson with it, gets it to Skarić. 8 on the shot clock. The Warriors haven't even looked at the basket. Thomas has got it. He'll fire the 3 top of the key. I guess the banks open late here in Fortuna as Thomas knocks down the 3 ball off the backboard. 23-7, your score. Warriors lead by 16. Medina with the ball, dribble drive, up with the shot, scoop shot, charging call as Skarić steps in and takes it. Tanner Skarić taking the charge. Medina will pick up the foul. Definitely not the NBA because Skarić was completely underneath the basket. But great job by the senior to step in there and take it. Warriors ball, Dotson bringing it across midcourt. I love to hear that sound as Dotson is going to be a key part of this Warriors squad down the stretch. Skarić over to Maxwell. Maxwell back to Skarić. Dribble drive, kick to Maxwell. Warriors trying to penetrate. Dotson's going to fire a 3 from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to go off Thomas. Coming into the ballgame will be Antonetti and Fish. Taking a seat will be Thomas and Matt. Good quality minutes by both of them. Warriors are going to pick up full court. Houseworth's going to inbound. Houseworth gets the ball in to Alvarado. Breaks by Maxwell across midcourt. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Scoop shot goes up. It's going to be blocked by Fitch. It's going to be fouled by Maxwell. They'll go to the line to shoot 2. Alvarado, a 43% free throw shooter, averages 3 points a game. Up with the first free throw, no good. Your score. Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard with 6:12 left here in the second quarter. 16 fouls against the Warriors. The next one will be bonus for the Huskies also. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Fitch. Hands it off to Maxwell. He'll bring it across midcourt. Maxwell to Skarić. Skarić high post to Dotson, out to Antonetti. Aiden Antonetti in the ballgame for the Warriors. He's going to shoot the 10-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound by Fitch. Fitch puts it back up, and he fouls. Good, strong rebound by Fitch. Weston's going to go to the line to shoot 2. Foul's going to go against Orsani. Nope, you're right. Descafio. That's his second. Fourth team foul against Fortuna. As Maxwell will come out and Zepeda will come back in after the break. Timeout on the floor as Coach Sotomayor is going to call the timeout with 5:48 left here in the first half. Warriors still lead 23-7. Some more of your Sportscasters Club members include Amro WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings, and Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Fitch at the line. .548 left here in the first half. Bonus situation for Tuna on the next Del Norte foul. Second free throw's up, and it's good. 24-7, your score. Warriors lead by 17. As Alvarado comes across midcourt. Dribble handoff to Medina. Medina, the sophomore, averaging 15 points a game. Knocks down the 3 ball from the left wing. 24-10, your score. Dotson with the ball across midcourt. Once again, Warriors playing without starting point guard Wyatt Robeson with the knee injury. Unknown on how long he'll be gone. As Antonetti hits a great cutting Zepeda in the middle of the key, and he gets a layup. Zepeda picks up the bucket, 26-10 your score. Medina with the ball, kicks it out. Bourne fires the three, no good. Loose ball picked up by Zepeda. Zepeda out in transition, coast to coast. Scoop shot, shot goes up by him, he misses. Fitch misses, and it's rebounded by Fortuna. Couple good looks for the Warriors. You got to get one to fall, though. Alvarado, left side to Medina. Medina throws the ball corner to Maybach in the ballgame. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by Skerrick. Great rebound by the Warriors. As Skerrick hands it off to Dotson across midcourt. Man-to-man defense now by the Huskies. Dotson calls it out. Great basketball IQ by the senior. Skerrick over to Fitch. Fitch guarded by Houseworth out on top. He's going to dribble drive and kick it to Zepeda. Guarded by Medina out on top. Spin move, middle of the key, shot goes up. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by the Huskies. Alvarado's out in transition. Guarded by Antonetti. He'll pull it back out. Reset back out on top are the Huskies. Will May with the ball. Back over to Alvarado, back to May. The seniors play catch out on top. May gets a low post to Houseworth. Back out, shot up in the corner by Bourne. He knocks down the three ball. 26-13, your score. As Dotson comes back across midcourt. Dotson guarded by Alvarado, back on top to Zepeda. Zepeda fires a three, top of the key, no good. Loose ball picked up by the Huskies. Warriors a little lackadaisical right now with 3 minutes left here in the second quarter as the home team Huskies are trying to make a run to get back in there. Dribble drive by Medina. We're going to have an offensive foul as Dotson did a great job of holding his own. Medina's going to pick up his second foul. Both were offensive fouls. Great effort by the second team for the Warriors as the starters come back in to finish the first half. All starters back in for the Warriors here with 3 minutes left. They lead by 13. Horton across midcourt. Zepeda. Zepeda over to Thomas, back on top to Edwin. Corner to Scott. Back to Price. Over to Scott. Underneath to Horton. Horton tries to get back to Zepeda. Zepeda says, shoot it. Ball went off the Fortuna Huskies' hand, though. It's going to be Delmar ball. 13 on the shot clock. 2:44 left here in the first half. Warriors lead by 13. Price will inbound underneath their own basket. Medina actually has three fouls. He came out of the ball game. Coach Norm Sotomayor doesn't want him to pick up his fourth here in the second quarter. Ball goes corner to Scott. Dribble drive, kicks it to Zepeda. Zepeda over to Price. He'll fire the three from the wing. No good front rim, rebounded by Scott. Ball's loose on the ground, knocked away, picked up by Zepeda. Right side to Thomas. Over to Scott. He'll dribble drive, skip past to Price. He's going to get called for travel on the way to the basket. Turnover for the Warriors. 26-13, your score. Alvarado picks it up across midcourt. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Bourne with the ball. Couple dribble handoffs out on top. Skip pass right side. Victorine in the ballgame. He'll fire the three and miss it. Rebounded by Thomas, and he'll hand it off to Zepeda across midcourt. Warriors did a great job on the board so far in the first half, as Coach Rice made that a point of emphasis. Thomas, right side to Zepeda. Huskies back into a 2-3 zone. Low post to Price. Skip pass to Thomas. Thomas fires the three, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Price. He'll pull it back out. Back over to Thomas. He'll drive to the basket. Up with the shot. Offensive foul. Foul's going to go against Thomas. As Will May stood in and took the charge. Thomas picks up his second. Bryce will come out. Matt will come in. Alvarado across midcourt with 90 seconds left here in the half. Warriors lead by 13. The Huskies have chipped away at it a little bit here. Alvarado out on the perimeter. Dribble drive, loses the handle, picks it back up and kicks it out. Shot from the wing by Victorine, no good. Rebounded by Scott, and the Warriors are going to slow it down across midcourt. 1 minute to play here in the first half. Cepeda, right side to Matt. Back out on top to Thomas. Thomas back to Matt. 15 on the shot clock. Warriors finds Cepeda, middle of the key, puts it up, no good. Rebound to Horton. Horton puts it back up. Strong move by Adrell. He gets the bucket. The Warriors extend the lead back out to 15. 2 second differential. Shot clock to game clock. 30 seconds left. Alvarado dribble drive. Kicks it right side. Three ball from the wing. No good by the Huskies. And here comes Thomas across midcourt. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Shot clock turned off. Thomas will hold it out on top, get ready for the last shot. Dribble handoff to Cepeda, he's got it with 7. Dribble drive, jump stop, shot in the middle of the key, knocks it down. Great shot by Adrell, and that's going to end the first quarter. Warriors go on an 8-0 run to extend their lead out to 17 at the end of the half. The Warriors lead 30-13 here at Bob Orr Court. We'll be back with the Hayashi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need. From hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And the Sportscasters Club members are Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawil Benz and Hardwick, Center Coast Hospital, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's lunchtime, and as noisy as this school cafeteria is,
gotcha.
It's also the scene of a quiet food revolution. These kids cut in line for crisp slices of cucumber to top off their tacos. They're calling dibs on juicy pears and crunchy apples. They're eating fresh, seasonal foods at school. Their families are able to buy and grow more of the same in their own neighborhoods.
Totally cool.
What's at the root of this change? The American Planning Association invites you to find out with a visit to planning.org. That's planning.org. Explore communities where fresh concepts about local food are taking root thanks to good planning. Discover regions where planning is connecting farmers with their city and suburban neighbors. Learn how planning can help turn communities into greener and healthier, sustaining places of lasting value. Public service of this station and the American Planning Association.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, and Del Norte Office Supply.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Bob Orr Court in Fortuna, California, home of the Fortuna Huskies. The Del Norte Warriors are leading here on the road. 30-13 here at halftime. And let's go over the girls' game last night as the Delaware Warriors defeated the Fortuna Huskies in a must-win game for the Warriors to have a chance at the Dick Nicolai League Tournament at the end of the season. The Warriors led throughout the game, 13-9 at the end of the first quarter, led by 6 at halftime, 4 at the end of third, and outlasted the Fortuna Huskies, 45-41. The Warriors were spearheaded by the sharp-shooting, on-fire freshman, Brooklyn Carter, that ended up hitting 7 field goals for 14 points. Lily Nunez led the scoring with the Warriors. She had 19 for the Warriors. The sophomore and freshman combined for 33 of the Warriors' 45 points. And on the Fortuna Huskies side, they were led by Kaylee Fennell. She ended up with 10 points, and she's a junior. So the girls standing as we stand right now after yesterday's conference game. The Eureka Loggers clinched the Big Five championship 6-1. 6-1. 16-8 overall. Arcata 3-3, 11-8 overall. And the Fortuna Huskies with the loss fall to 3-4, 11-12 overall. The McKinleyville Panthers 2-4, 6-10. And the Delmar Warriors 2-4, 7-13. Top three teams end up going into the Dick Nicolai tournament. So it's going to be a dogfight next week as the Warriors will travel to Arcata on Tuesday in a must-win game for the Tigers. And then they will close out their regular conference schedule on Thursday at home against McKinleyville. And as for the boys going into tonight's game, the Warriors are at the top of the conference with Arcata, both 4-1. The Del North's only loss came against Arcata, and McKinleyville actually defeated Arcata. McKinleyville sitting at 4-2, also in third place. And at 1-5 and 1-5 are Fortuna and Eureka. Del North boys will be at home after tonight. They'll be at home Wednesday night against the other conference-leading team, Arcata Tigers. Huge game at Tuna Gymnasium, and that'll be senior night for the Del Norte Warriors, as Friday they will travel to McKinleyville. We'll be back with more of the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers. Right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
So get this. The phone rings. I pick up and it's my neighbor on the other end. And she's like, "Your daughter sent a mass text saying my daughter smells like a 50-pound tuna sandwich. Just wanted you to know."
Molly Coplin, mother of three from Arizona.
So I confront my daughter and she says, "Well, yes, I did. But I put a winky face at the end of the text, so I was joking." And I say, "Well, a winky face really doesn't make it okay to say whatever you want." So she says, "Yeah, it does. And you gonna burn dinner again?" And then she gives me a wink. And I'm like, "No, again, a winky face doesn't make everything okay." We were clearly experiencing a breakdown in communication and I had had it. So I told her she was grounded for the next 6 months. And then I gave her a winky face. Yeah, she didn't think that was funny.
We've all been there. That's why Common Sense Media is here. Learn how to talk to your kids about everything from texting etiquette to cyberbullying at commonsense.org.
Welcome back to Fortuna High School here at Bob Orr Court. Delmar Warriors leading the Fortuna Huskies by a score of 30-13 here at the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats here for this game. And the Fortuna Huskies were led by Jordan Bourne, number 11, the senior, had 6 points, two three-pointers. Will May had two. Medina, the sharp-shooting sophomore, had 3 points, and O'Loughlin had two for them. Foul trouble. Medina ended up with three fouls, picked up that third foul midway through the second quarter. So foul situation for your leading scorer, as Medina has led the way with 15 points a game for Coach Sotomayor. So backs against the wall when it comes to that situation for the Huskies. And for Del Norte, it's been Edwin Zepeda. The senior has 13, one three-pointer. He had 9 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter for a total of 13 points. Donnie Scott knocked down 8 points also. The Warriors with 4 three-pointers in the first half, as Ethan Thomas had a 3 also. We got an update from the Arcata-Eureka game, as going into halftime there at the Tigers' Den, the Arcata Tigers are holding serve 38-15, so they're well on their way to their victory. They could go 5-1. If the Warriors go 5-1, it sets the stage for next Wednesday's battle up at Tunin Gymnasium, as the Warriors will try to win the Big 5, and they'll have the opportunity to do it at home at Tunin Gymnasium next Wednesday if they can defeat the Huskies here and if Arcata holds up in the Tigers' Den. Well, this has been your Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. The Hiuchi Hamlet, it has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Getting ready to start the second half here. It's going to be the Fortuna Huskies inbounding the ball. Coach Norm Stoudemire's got to get his team fired up. The first 4 minutes of the second half are going to be huge for the Huskies if they can get something going here. Medina passes the ball in to Alvarado across midcourt. The Warriors start in a man-to-man defense. Medina has the ball right side. Looking underneath for Howlsworth. Couldn't find him, but he picked up his dribble. Finds a cutting Alvarado and kicks it back out to Bourne. Bourne's going to get called for the travel as he walked before he dribbled there on the right wing. Turnover by the Huskies. It's going to be Del Norte ball. Zepeda ran across midcourt looking for the sign from Coach Wright. 2-3 zone for the Huskies. Price, top to Zepeda, over to Thomas. The Warriors are going to have to find that hole in the zone here, and it's right in the middle of the key. Price with the ball, left side to Thomas, 14 on the shot clock. Shot goes up by Scott, 10-footer, no good. Reset it back out on top. Warriors got a fresh shot clock. Nani Scott, corner, underneath to Horton. Horton goes up, and he's fouled. Nice, strong group move by Adrell. I believe Housework's going to pick up the foul, the freshman. And Adrell will go to the line to shoot two, 73% free throw shooter. Horton, 1-2 from the line, make that 2-3 tonight as he knocks down the first one and the Warrior leads out to 18. Second free throw on its way, front rim, back rim, and falls in. Both free throws good by Adrell, and the Huskies quickly back the other way. Left alone is Bourne from the corner. Somebody missed their assignment as he was wide open to the left wing. Three-point basket. Zepeda, high post to Horton, right side to Thomas. Back to Zepeda. Looking for the post, can't get it there. Ball goes corner to Scott. Zepeda fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Housework. Alford's going to get fouled as he tried to get it out, and the foul's going to go against Horton. Adrell's going to pick up his first foul. 6:40 left here in the third quarter. As Alvarado will pick up the ball coming across midcourt. 32-16, your score. Warriors got the Huskies doubled right now. Bourne will fire the three from the left wing, and he'll be fouled as he snuck up into him. As he came down, three free throws on the way by Bourne. Warren averaging 12.5 points a game. And Thomas will pick up his third. Front rim, back rim falls in for Bourne. Senior Jordan Bourne misses the second one. Thomas will come out. Matt will come back in. Thomas will have a seat with three fouls. Be a big stretch of time for Matt here. Third free throw's no good. He gets his own rebound, long rebound, though. He'll fire it back up, no good. Ball's out of bounds off Price. It's going to be Husky ball. Huskies will get another possession, trailing by 15. 6:24 left here in the third quarter. Alvarado's going to inbound to Houseworth. Low post, hand off to Alvarado. Back to Medina. Scott doing a great job on Medina, shutting him down on the perimeter. As Bourne gets it out on top to Alvarado, guarded by Zepeda. 15 on the shot clock, and Medina has it top of the key, guarded by Scott. Dribble drive, loses the handle, picked up by Zepeda. Zepeda coast-to-coast up with the shot, and he's fouled. Great job by Zepeda down the floor, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go against Medina. Medina picks up his fourth foul. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Huge, huge reach-in foul there by Medina. Zepeda knocks down the first free throw, and Medina's going to have to sit the rest of the third quarter with four fouls, the leading scorer for the Huskies. Zepeda getting ready to put up his second free throw. Warriors leading by 16, make it 17 after that made free throw. 5:55 left here in the third quarter. Alvarado across midcourt and pulls it back out on top. Gets a pick from Houseworth, dribble handoff to Bourne. Another dribble handoff on the perimeter to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin has the ball corner, looks for Houseworth underneath, stolen by Zepeda. Zepeda will push the pace back the other way, gets it to Matt. Matt is going to get called for the foul as he went to go to the basket. We're going to have a foul on that. It's going to be an offensive foul as he caught the ball and kind of shrugged an elbow at the defender. Third team foul against the Warriors as the Huskies will have the ball across midcourt. Alvarado with the ball. Alvarado gets a pick from Houseworth, kicks it out to Bourne. Bourne will fire the three from the corner. No good. Rebounded by Horton. Gets it out to Zepeda, and the Warriors are out in transition. Dribble drive. Jump stop. Six-footer on the way, no good. Rebounded by Zepeda. He'll put back up the baby hook, knocks it down. Warriors lead by 19. Alvarado back across midcourt with 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Dribble drive, O'Loughlin, soft off the glass. Nice 10-footer by O'Loughlin. The junior knocks down the bucket and cuts the lead back to 17. Zepeda back across midcourt, 2-3 zone for the Huskies. Warriors pass it around the perimeter. Skip pass to Matt. Middle of the key is where it's at. Horton underneath. Kicks it back out to Matt. Over to Zepeda. He'll fire the 20-footer top of the key. No good. Air ball. Picked up by Scott, though. Underneath the basket. He has a scoop shot on the backside. Timeout on the floor by Coach Sotomayor as the Warriors have opened up a 19-point lead. 38-19 your score with 4:28 left here in the third quarter on your Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Give us a chance to let us more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Cazadores Mexican Restaurant. For real authentic Mexican food, make your choice, Cazadores Mexican Restaurant on North Crest Drive. Crescent City Les Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matters. General Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. Old Hill Organic Beef, local, grass-fed, organic Angus beef. Borjon Parts and Services. For one-on-one service and support with the Winning Edge, see the team at Borjon Parts and Services. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services. Tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Three team fouls against the Warriors, two against the Huskies. Foul trouble for both teams. Medina's got four, and Thomas has three. Huskies will inbound the ball coming across midcourt, trailing by 19. O'Loughlin has the ball guarded by Zepeda. Looks underneath, gets it to Howsworth, kicks it out to Alvarado. Alvarado fires the three, long rebound, going to go back to him. And he'll reset back out on top to O'Loughlin. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Right side, Bourne's going to fire again. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound's going to go. Big rebound on the back side. The rebound was by Piscasio. And he's going to put it back up and get fouled. Picking up the foul for the Warriors is going to be Price. He picks up his third. 51% Russell Piscasio, the sophomore, will go to the line. Misses the first free throw. As Maxwell comes in for Connor. Smallest lineup we've seen in a while is Scott will be the biggest player on the floor now for the Warriors. Adrell, Horton, Scott, Zepeda, Maxwell, and Matt. Second free throw's up and it's good. 18-point lead for the Warriors, 38-20 your score. Maxwell gets the ball stolen from him by Alvarado. He gets the easy layup back the other way. Fortuna Huskies trying to get back in it right now. 3:40 left here in the third quarter. Horton underneath to Zepeda. Zepeda went to shoot it up. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Howsworth. It's going to be Delaware ball. 24 seconds on the shot clock as Maxwell will inbound the ball. Maxwell gets the ball into Matt, way back out on top. They'll reset. 2-3 zone by the Huskies. Horton. Over to Matt, right side to Maxwell. Underneath to Scott. Great look underneath to Zepeda. Zepeda, nice shot, scoop shot. Easy bucket for Zepeda as they found him cutting underneath. Right side O'Loughlin as Fortuna's trying to push the pace back the other way. They reset back out on top. 2-3 zone by the Warriors. Scottio goes up, has the ball blocked as Zepeda picks up the block. Warriors back the other way, up by 18, under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Matt Maxwell. Back to Matt. 15 on the shot clock. Ball's left wing to Maxwell. Looks to dribble drive. Is going to pull it back out and gets it to Matt. Over to Adrell. As they're trying to find Zepeda on the low post. Gets it to Scott. 4 on the shot clock. Maxwell's got it. 3 on the shot clock. He's got to go up. Shoots it. No good. Rebound's going to go to the Warriors. And they're going to reset back out on top again. A fresh shot clock off the Adrell Horton rebound. 2 minutes to play. High post to Horton. Horton up with the 8-footer. Knocks it down. Good strong grip. Drive by Horton. 20-point lead for the Warriors. Horn fires a 3 from the wing. Knocks it down. Cuts it back to 17. As the senior averages 12 points a game, is red hot tonight. Matt to Maxwell. Back to Matt. Dribble drive. Kicks it out to Maxwell. Corner to Zepeda. Warriors will reset with 15 on the shot clock. Warriors struggling offensively, but using a lot of clock, giving some of the offensive players a break on the sideline. With Thomas out of the game. And Price. 4 on the shot clock. Scott's got it top of the key. Dribble drive over to Maxwell. He's got to shoot it. Doesn't get it off. Shot clock violation by the Warriors. It'll be a turnover. It'll be Huskies ball. As Will Mayo come back in, Howsworth will take a seat. Alvarado will bring it across midcourt. Huskies trailing by 17 with 80 seconds left here in the third quarter. Alvarado, dribble drive. Hands it off to May. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be off Zepeda. It's going to be Husky ball. As Fitch and Skerritt come in, and Horton and Maxwell will take a seat. A very big 1 minute stretch here for the Warriors. With Fitch and Skerritt in there, if the Warriors can hold serve here. Ball's out on top, shot by O'Loughlin. 3-pointer, no good. Great rebound by Fitch. Fitch gets it out to Mass. They'll slow it down coming across midcourt. Guarded tightly out on top by O'Loughlin. Man-to-man defense by the Huskies. Over to Skerrick. Skerrick finds the pay to middle of the key. Turnaround jumper. Nothing but net. Knocks down the eight-footer. Zepeda having a game tonight. 40 seconds left. Alvarado across midcourt. 5 second differential. Shot clock buzzes loose. Picked up by Skerrick. Warriors out in transition. Coast to coast for Skerrick. Goes up and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. O'Loughlin will pick up the foul. Garrett goes to the line to shoot, 50% free throw shooter, averaging 2 points a game. As he'll go to the line to shoot two here. First one on the way, in and out, no good, as Aiden Antonetti will enter the ball game. Nonny Scott will get a much-needed break here with 27 seconds left here in the third quarter. Garrett getting ready for the second one, knocks it down. 20-point lead for the Warriors, 45-25 your score. Alvarado quarter to Bourne. Back out to Alvarado. Tries to get underneath, no to no avail. Ball's thrown out of bounds. Turnover by the Huskies with 16 seconds left. Huskies are going to pick up full court. They get the ball into Matt. 15 seconds left, 14. 10 seconds, Zepeda's got it. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Skerrick. Over to Zepeda, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Edwin fires, no good. We're going to have a foul underneath as the clock expires. Foul's going to go against Fitch. And that'll be the end of the quarter after the foul. Fitch picks up his first foul. So at the end of three quarters, the Delnor Warriors lead 45-25. We'll be back at the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our sponsors, Affordable Tow in Crescent City, Blue Star Gas in Crescent City and Brookings, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, and South Coast Appliance.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to Fortuna High School. At Balboa Court, is the Delnor Warriors lead the Fortuna Huskies heading into the fourth quarter, 45-25, led by Edwin Zepeda. Zepeda's got 21, the senior leading the way for the Warriors. Antonetti with the ball as the Warriors start with the ball here in the fourth. Zepeda misses the three from the wing, rebounded by Medina back in the ballgame. Medina to Bourne. Bourne fires the three, no good. Rebound loose on the ground, picked up by the Huskies. Another three-point shot from the wing, no good. Rebounded by Thomas. Out to Zepeda across midcourt. Dribble drive by Zepeda. Loses the handle. Stolen by Alvarado. Alvarado's quickly back the other way. Scoop shot good for Alvarado. The senior knocks down the bucket. Cuts the lead to 18. Zepeda with the ball. Over to Skerrick. Dribble handoff to Zepeda with 20 on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense for the Huskies once again. Fitch, left side to Skerrick. Over to Zepeda. Back on top to Skerrick. 5 on the shot clock. Thomas has got it. He's got to recognize the shot clock. Fires a 3 from the wing. No good. Rebound by Fitch, though. Fitch puts it back up and in. Another big rebound by Fitz. Weston getting a couple big rebounds here tonight. Block shot, but he's going to get called for the foul. Fitch on the other end. Alvarado will go to the line. I'm sorry, O'Loughlin will go to the line to shoot two. Weston will pick up his second. Warriors lead by 20. O'Loughlin to the line for the Huskies. 50% free throw shooter. Misses the first one. So in the ballgame for the Warriors right now is going to be Zepeda, Antonetti, Skerrick, Thomas, and Weston Fitch. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Medina, though, and they'll reset back out on top to Alvarado. Nice pass underneath. Alvarado gets it into Will May, and he's going to get fouled on the shot. Weston will pick up the third foul. Seven fouls against the Warriors. It's going to put the Huskies in bonus. But Will May's at the line to shoot two. First free throw's good for May. Update score here at the Tigers-Eureka game. Arcata Tigers leading Eureka 51-29. 22-point lead in the Tigers' game for Arcata. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Thomas. Thomas will keep it himself and bring it across midcourt. Guarded tightly by May, ball stolen by May. May goes up with the shot, knocks it down off the steal. Lead set to 17 as the Huskies pick up full court. Thomas gets the ball. We got a timeout on the floor by Coach Wright. With 6 minutes left here in the ball game, Coach Wright gets the timeout as the Huskies have ramped up the defensive pressure. 47-30 your score. Warriors lead. And some more of your Sportscasters Club members include Valvoline Henry Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Delmar Off Supply, customer service, you should expect that. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener and you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Chalwell Benz and Hartwick. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBA, your local accounting and tax firm. And Sutter Coast Hospital. Sutter Coast Hospital serving our community with care. Almost done with the third quarter here as the Warriors lead. I'm sorry, almost done with the third quarter in Arcata as Arcata leads 52-29. As Arcata's holding serve at home, and the Warriors are taking care of business down here in the Friendly City. Warriors went starters back in the ballgame as Price will inbound the ball. 6 minutes left, Warriors lead by 17. Get the ball into Zepeda, back to Price. Price back to Zepeda. Zepeda dribble drive, hands it off to Scott. Scott to the basket up, no good. Rebounded by Zepeda and puts it right back up and in. 49-30 your score. Back the other way, O'Loughlin fires the three quickly for Fortuna. Lost assignment there, leads cut down to 16. O'Loughlin picks up the bucket. Right. Thomas is going to get fouled by Alvarado. Only the 14th foul for Fortuna, so the Warriors will inbound at midcourt. Fortuna's picking up full court. Gets the ball into Zepeda, guarded by Alvarado. Alvarado gets picked. Alvarado picks Zepeda, ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off Thomas. It's going to be Husky ball. As the crowd here at Baltimore Quarter is trying to rally their troops back into this. Huskies down by 16. Medina with the ball. If anybody's going to get him fired up, it's going to be your leading scorer, Medina. O'Loughlin, a little bit dribble, handoffs up on top. We're going to have a travel call. Horn will pick up the travel. And it's going to be Delnor ball on the turnover. 5 minutes to play. Warriors lead by 16. Connor gets the ball in to Horton. Horton across midcourt. He'll slow down. To Scott. Scott dribble drive up with the shot. Knocks it down. Nice shot by Nani. And we're going to have a technical foul. on Bourne, I believe, as Scott knocked down the bucket. I'm not sure what was said. Bourne, number five, Alvarado's actually going to pick it up. Alvarado picks up the technical foul, but something must have been said. And at the line to shoot the free throws will be Zepeda. So as the Huskies cut the lead to 16, three straight points made it a 19-point game for the Warriors, and they have the ball after the technical foul. Alvarado battled the whole game. He'll come out. Hallsworth will come in. Warriors with the ball. Zepeda across midcourt, just under 5 minutes to play. Warriors lead by 19 now. Price, Zepeda, looking for the pick from Horton. Man-to-man defense by the Huskies. Price, reset on top with 15 on the shot clock. Zepeda direct in traffic. Dribble drive middle of the key, shot goes up. No good, rebound by Price. He'll put it back up and he'll get fouled. Good strong move by Connor. He'll go to the line to shoot. Hallsworth's going to pick up the foul. Hallsworth picks up his second foul of the night. Price is at the line to shoot two. Connor, 56% free throw shooter. First one on the way, no good. Off the back rim, off the side. Warriors lead by 19, 4:30 left. At the end of three quarters, Arcata leads Eureka by 26. They're well on their way to a 5-1 conference record. Bourne with the ball back the other way, dribble drive baseline underneath the hoop, kicks it out to Medina. Stolen by Price. Price out to Horton. Ball stolen by O'Loughlin. Huskies back the other way. Husky dribble drive, O'Loughlin, floater up. No good, rebounded by Price. Warriors get it. Coach Bryce says, slow it down. 4 minutes left. Warriors lead by 19. Zepeda with the ball over to Horton. Underneath to Scott. Spin move. Shot goes up. He's going to get called for the travel. As he went to lean, they pulled the chair on him and he split his feet. 19-point lead for the Warriors. Turnover gives Fortuna the ball back. O'Loughlin right side to Medina. Medina back out on top. Dribble drive. Kicks it left side. O'Loughlin. Bourne has it. Guarded by Price. Ball's loose on the ground. Hallsworth and Scott fighting for it. Scott comes up with it. Kicks it to Price. Gets it to Zepeda. He'll walk it across midcourt. 19-point lead for the Warriors. Zepeda's got it on top. Underneath to Horton. Horton, low post. Great move. Goes to the basket and knocks it down. And he's fouled. Great, strong move. Horton's going to get the bucket and the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. The 73% free throw shooters at the line. Up, and it's off the side rim. No good. Rebounded by the Huskies. Gets it out, tries to get it to Medina, and they threw it out of bounds. Turnover by the Huskies. 3 minutes to play. Warriors lead by 21. Price gets it into Thomas in the backcourt, guarded by O'Loughlin. Price, dribble handoff to Zepeda, back over to Price. A little bit of a weave up on top, using a little clock. Low post to Zepeda, turnaround jumpers, no good, rebounded by Medina. Medina's going to push the pace back the other way. Medina with the ball, guarded by Zepeda. Pass over right side, on top to O'Loughlin, fires the three top of the key. No good, in and out, rebound's going to go to Zepeda. And the Warriors are well on their way to a 6-1 conference, 5-1 conference record. As Horton's going to get called for the offensive foul on the post move. And that'll actually give the Warriors a chance, a wholesale change, as the starters come out, and a round of applause for them. With 2:20 here left in the ball game. The Huskies back across midcourt. Marsani with the ball, guarded by Maxwell. Over to Medina. Guarded tightly out on top, ball stolen by Maxwell. Maxwell got the steal, turnover by the Huskies. Right side to Maps across midcourt, under 2 minutes to play. Warriors looking to hold serve here on the road. Timeout on the floor by Coach Rice. 1:51 left here in the ballgame. Warriors lead by 21. Gives Lance a chance to say hello to the rest of our Sportscasters Club members, including Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992. Chimney Craft has been trying to keep you warm and happy. Affordable tow. Affordable tow is the way to go. Go to the expert windshield replacement, 464-6464. Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings. Lisa McAllister, State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And South Coast Appliances. New and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and coming soon to Crescent City. Great to see both cheerleading squads from Fortuna and Del Norte here tonight, cheering on their squads. We had great performances at halftime by both squads. Almost a sense of normalcy, as the senior night was fantastic, as the families were here to congratulate and honor the seniors of the drill team, the cheer team, and the basketball team tonight here in Fortuna. Warriors will have that opportunity to do that on Wednesday as the Warriors host Arcata. Warriors will inbound with 20 on the shot clock. Matt has it on top. Guarded by Medina, over to Antonetti. Over to Maxwell. Guarded by Barsani out on top. Barsani right side, I'm sorry. Fitch over to Antonetti. Matt is going to get fouled on the ground there. It's going to be a bonus situation. Matt will go shoot 1-1. The foul's going to go against Will May. The senior picks up the foul. Matt goes to the line. That's a 44% free throw shooter. As Medina comes out, and so does May. 54-33 your score. Three hard dribbles. Matt goes up at the first one. No good. Off the right side. It did not hit rim, so it's going to be a violation on the shot. Huskies inbound the ball and come across midcourt. Victorine with the ball over to Barsani. Barsani gets it to O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin's going to dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. 80 seconds left, Warrior fans. The Warriors lead by 21. Inbounding the ball will be Maxwell in the backcourt, full court pressure by the Huskies. They get it in the Skerrick. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell breaks across midcourt, gets it to Fitch. Fitch, dribble drive, spin move, knocks it down. Weston with the bucket. 23-point lead for the Warriors. Minutes to go. Barsani with the ball. Loose on the ground. Who's going to get it? Maxwell dives for it. Gets it out to Garrett. Garrett's going to slow it down across midcourt as the Warriors pick up another turnover. 30 on the shot clock, 50 on the game clock. Garrett with the ball. Warriors lead by 23, 56-33 your score. Back out on top to Antonetti, over to Fitch. Fitch on top to Matt. Dribble drive, loses the handle, Antonetti picks it up. Turnaround jumper by Antonetti's no good. Rebound by Fitch, he puts it back up and in. Fitch is having himself a ball game as the Del Norte Warriors lead 58-33, timeout by Coach Sotomayor just to get a different player in. So we're not going to take much of a break in the action as both teams are back out on the floor. Ball's inbounded. They need to fix the clock. 26 seconds left here in the game. Huskies with the ball out on top. A little bit of a weave. man-to-man defense by the Warriors. We're going to have a foul. Foul's going to go against Skerrick. And it's going to put the Huskies at the line. Scoscio will shoot the free throws. One-and-one situation. 58-33 your score. The Warriors up by 25. 15 seconds left here to play. Free throws no good. Rebounded by Maxwell. Clock stuck at 16 seconds, but he comes across midcourt. Skerrick over to Matt, on top to Maxwell. Warriors are not going to have to take another shot. Matt has it, and they'll bring it back out on top to Antonetti, and that's going to do it, folks. The Delnor Warriors improved to 5-1 in league play, defeating the Fortuna Huskies here on the road tonight at Bob Orr Court. Your final score, Delnor's defeat Fortuna. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnor Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Delnor Tire, Curry Equipment, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Delnor Warriors.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscasters Club members are Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, Delnor Ambulance, and Oat Hill Organic Beef.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
And now it's time for the Delnor Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the Warrior postgame show here at Fortuna High School, Bob Orr Court, as the Delnor Warriors just defeated the Fortuna Huskies by a final score of 58-33 as the Delnor Warriors improved to 5-1 in league play. And Fortuna falls to 1-6. 9-15 overall as the Warriors improved to 18-3. Take a look at the scoring here for Fortuna as Alvarado had 4. Bourne led the way. The senior had 13. He had 4 three-pointers. Then you had Moorhead O'Loughlin had 7 points for the Fortuna Huskies. And for the Delnor Warriors, Adrell Horton had 11. Garrick had 1. Matt had 1. The Warriors were led by senior number 21, Edwin Zepeda, ended up with 24 points for the Warriors. Ethan Thomas chipped in 3. Weston Fitch came off the bench, had a great fourth quarter. He ended up with 7, 6 of it coming in the fourth quarter. Nani Scott had 12, and the Delnor Warriors stay atop of the Big 5 conference with the victory. Congratulations to them. Earlier tonight in freshman action, Delnor lost 34-23, the Warriors were led by Preston Daniels with 10 points. The JV final was 57-44, the Warriors lost. The Warriors were led by Nathan Parker, with 14, and Kai Russell ended up with 8 points. Up next broadcast for me and John Pritchett will be Tuesday night, as I'll have live game action in Arcata as the girls take on the Arcata Tigers in the Tigers' Den. A must-win for the Warriors to stay in the hunt for postseason play. And then Wednesday night, the Del Norte boys will be at home against Arcata. It'll be senior night, and it'll be for the league championship, as Arcata is well on their way to defeat Eureka tonight. And so Arcata and Del Norte will enter the game both with 5-1 conference play. Well, that's going to wrap things up here at Bob Orr Court in Fortuna. A big thanks to our engineer without peer, Sebastian, back in the studio, for my broadcast partner playing golf now this weekend, John Pritchett, for Michael Bryan at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, your final score, Del Norte defeats Fortuna 58-33. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week, and it's brought to you by H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Del Norte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, Del Norte Office Supply, Eco Nutrients, Ingle Marine, Chawell Benz in Hartwick, Center Coast Hospital, Affordable Tow, Blue Star Gas, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, South Coast Appliance, and the Hiuchi Hamlet. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports Presentation.